and welcome back. You're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. The Thurgood Marshall College Fund, in partnership with Hennessy, is proud to present the Hennessy Fellows. This unprecedented $10 million initiative will award high-achieving graduate students from HBCUs with curated corporate development experiences as well as financial assistance. Experiences include online training forums, an immersive boot camp, and networking opportunities to enhance the exchange of ideas and provide direct exposure to interrelated corporate, social, and economic systems. Selected fellows will also receive a scholarship up to $20,000 per academic year and a $10,000 stipend. Well, we're blessed to have joining us for this particular segment, Mr. Troy Jefferson. Troy is one of the first 10 cohorts hand-selected for the inaugural class of Hennessy Fellows and is a 2020 MBA candidate at Morgan State University. Troy is currently an intern at the Office of the Comptroller of Currency. And also, he does a little thing with the Capital News Service since 2016 and a business reporter for the Virginia Gazette and WY Daily. Troy Jefferson, major congrats to you on being selected as a cohort with the Hennessy Fellows, and welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Mr. Ray, for the introduction. Glad to be here, glad to join you. Looking forward to this interview.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's take it back a little bit and just kind of walk us through, man, what it was like. First of all, how did you find out about the Hennessy Fellows program, Thurgood Marshall College Fund, and then kind of share with us what it was like when you were notified that you had been selected?
Okay, just to take you back, the process started in the spring. We had some Hennessy and Thurgood Marshall College Fund representatives come on campus for an information session. And what immediately drew my eye towards this program was just not only the financial assistance, but some of the intangible programming that they were offering. So I immediately applied, and I had to put a guess on it. Maybe about 2 months later, I was notified that I was awarded as one of the 10 inaugural cohort members. I was really excited. I was a little nervous. I didn't know what was going to take place, but 6 months later, it's been one of the better experiences of my life. So I'm glad I applied, and I'm glad I was accepted into the program.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, it's an incredible program, an incredible opportunity. Thurgood Marshall College Fund, Hennessy Fellows Partnership. Man, I tell you, what an incredible, incredible opportunity for you. And again, major congrats to you with that. Just excited about the fact that Thurgood Marshall College Fund and Hennessy's got together to do this, and this really provides that kind of pipeline to get talented students as yourself into that pipeline to the C-suite. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir. Like you said, it just gives us that exposure. I think it's something that really sticks out to me. You can't put a dollar figure on exposure and being able to get that professional development. I listened to an interview you did with Dr. Pennington, even him just providing some of his expertise with us during one-on-one sessions has been invaluable. So it's, again, you just can't put a dollar figure on those type of things. That sort of exposure for a young person like myself means the world. It's invaluable.
Mm-hmm. Kind of walk us through, if you will, share with us, since you have been selected to be a part of that. You are now a fellow with the Thurgood Marshall College Fund in the Hennessy Fellows Program. They have conducted a boot camp since you guys got the call. Kind of share with us some of your experiences you were able to glean from that boot camp experience, if you will.
Okay, well, the boot camp took place over the summer in New York City. It was a week-long program where we were with Hennessy and Louis Vuitton Moet Hennessy representatives, and each day had a core theme. One example, one day was business acumen, another day was executive presence. So me and the other 9 members, we would get started, I would say, around 7 a.m., and we'd have different programming, different webinars, different speakers, different interactive activities that focused on the day's theme. So executive presidents, we'd have one sort of thing going on. Business acumen was another day. I think another day was accountability. So each day had a different theme. It was It was a grind for sure. It was, 16, 17-hour days, but again, getting that exposure in front of the Hennessy and the LVMH representatives, talking to CEO level people, C-suite people, CFOs, CMOs, just being exposed to that level of excellence was great, and I couldn't think of anything better to do during my summer than to do that. So it was definitely a grind, but it was also an opportunity for growth.
If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBCU Nation radio show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. The Thurgood Marshall College Fund, in partnership with Hennessy, is proud to present the Hennessy Fellows. This unprecedented $10 million initiative will award high-achieving graduate students from HBCUs with curated corporate development experiences. Now, we are blessed to have with us, joining for the segment, Troy Jefferson. He's one of the first 10 cohorts hand-selected for the inaugural class of Hennessy Fellows and is a 2020 MBA candidate at Morgan State University. Again, Troy, welcome to the show.
All right. Nice to be here with you, Mr. Ray.
Absolutely. You're one of three students from Morgan State that have been selected. Previously, we had Tamika Mason on board. Had a great time talking and sharing with her again. Major congrats to you guys. You guys represent the best that we have to offer, if you will. Kind of share with us, where to from here? How far along are you in your MBA program? And what now, with being selected to be a fellow with the Thurgood Marshall College Fund Hennessy Fellows, where to from here? Take us out 3 to 5 years from here and even further, according to what you hope to be able to accomplish.
Okay, well, I'm in my second year of my MBA program at Morgan State University. This is a final season at the Graves School of Business. 3 to 5 years from now, I see myself working in the financial service industry, in the banking industry. Like you stated earlier, right now I intern at the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. And long story short, we spend a lot of time auditing banks. I see myself either continuing up, climbing that ladder within the government space, in the Department of Treasury, or working in the financial services arena for a bank, specifically in compliance. I'm into law and regulation and making sure that the banks adhere to the correct policies and make sure that the banks actually help disadvantaged people per se. And I think that tied in right with what I'm doing with the Hennessy Fellowship Program, giving me that exposure to that C-suite level, finding out how I can conduct myself and navigate those arenas. So I think with the help of this program, 3 to 5 years, I'll be on the hopefully the fast track, if you will, to keep climbing the career ladder in the financial service industry.
Absolutely, absolutely. And before we wrap this up, just one thing I want you to share. Talk with and share, if you will, for the other students who may be listening in, undergraduate students, graduate students, why they might take an interest in applying for the Thurgood Marshall College Fund Hennessy Program. They're still taking applications. This is a 10-year initiative, $10 million Hennessy has committed. Talk to those who are listening right now and given consideration to contemplating whether or not they ought to apply to the Thurgood Marshall College Fund Hennessy Fellows Program.
Okay. Well, I think if you're in any MBA program at HBCU, this is something you should strongly consider. Again, the financial assistance portion is great. It's there. That's a really important thing. But another thing is just, again, those intangible non-money things, that professional development, that networking. There's a lot of scholarships out there that you just get your check and that's the end of the scholarship. But this is an encompassing scholarship. They really care about who you are as an individual. Again, I'm interested in finance, but you had Tamika on earlier in the show. She was interested in human resources. You have other people interested in marketing. So whatever you're interested in, this scholarship tailors the professional networking to your specific needs, and you also have that financial assistance component. So if you're in any MBA program at HBCU, this should be right up your alley. It'd be something you should strongly consider. I've had a wonderful experience.
Wow. Well, Troy is one of the first 10 cohorts hand-selected for the inaugural class of Hennessy Fellows, and it's a 2020 MBA candidate at Morgan State University. Thurgood Marshall College Fund is the nation's largest organization, exclusively representing the black college community through scholarships, capacity building, and research initiatives, innovative programs, and strategic partnerships. TMCF is a vital resource in the PK-12 and higher education space. The organization is also the source of top employers such as Hennessy and others seeking top talent for competitive internships and good jobs. Again, Tori Jefferson, thanks a lot for the broadcast today. Major congrats to you and hope to talk to you again real soon to get some updates on how things are going for you there at Morgan State.
All right, sounds great. Have a good afternoon, Mr. Ray.
Thanks a lot. God bless. Until next time, take care.